from KQED.
Well, it's the last weekend of summer, and while you're spending it watching sports on TV or squeezing in another hike or trip to the park, an obscure state panel is putting the final touches on a report some are already calling revolutionary and sweeping. The Commission of the 21st Century Economy, that's what they call it. They're going to release their plan for overhauling California's tax system this weekend. It includes eliminating the state's sales and corporation taxes, reducing the personal income tax, and creating a new sort of value-added tax on all businesses, including services, anything from auto repair to legal advice and, well, assistance with your taxes. Here to help us get our heads around what's about to come down is David Gamage, a state and local tax policy expert at UC Berkeley's Bolt Law School. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Professor, first of all, I guess, why do we need to overhaul California's tax system in the first place?
The purpose of this commission was the governor and the legislature bringing together a panel of experts to try to propose bipartisan reforms for how we can improve the tax system in a way that appeals to everyone in the ideological divide. So the assumption is that California's tax system is not operating as efficiently as possible for the revenues it raises. And California has one of the most volatile tax bases of any state in the nation.
And that volatility is due to the fact that we rely more than most states on income tax. Is that correct?
And specifically on capital gains taxes, while relying less than almost any other state on of a property taxation.
Is the idea generally to generate more revenue or the same amount of revenue and just get it from different places?
No, it's part of the bipartisan compromise. The commission has understood its mandate to be proposing revenue-neutral reforms. So the proposals are neither to increase or decrease revenue. Again, this is something that both Republicans and Democrats ideally are supposed to be able to agree on.
And I just want to say that this panel is composed of 14 people, 7 appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger, 7 by the Democrats. And just for transparency, we should say that it includes the dean of your law school, Chris Edley, just to make that clear. One of the biggest changes that they're talking about is phasing in of what's being called a business net receipts tax, BNRT, which, among other things, would put a tax on services in California. How would that work, and how would it be different from what we're doing now?
So the business net receipts tax is a way to implement something like a value-added tax at the state level. It's important to understand that nothing quite like this has ever been tried before. So this is a novel tax instrument relying on advances in economic theory, but it has some characteristics of that are similar to sales taxes. It's a consumption tax, and some characteristics similar to business income taxes. It can be viewed as a hybrid between a business income tax and a sales tax, but the goal is to avoid the problems that we've had in implementing both sales taxes and in implementing business income taxes.
Now, this report is going to be silent on Prop 13, which many people think is the key to really overhauling California's tax collection system. But there's no mention of property tax, as far as I can tell. Is that just because it's politically a non-starter?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion in the commission on ways of reforming Prop 13. But the essence is there's no reforms that would appeal to everyone, both the governor's appointees and the legislature's appointees, or Republicans and Democrats.
Now, the governor originally, when he devised this idea, wanted to have an up or down vote on the whole thing. That's not going to happen. But the legislature does have to sign off on this, right?
Of course.
And then ultimately the voters?
So there will be some proposals, perhaps, that will go to ballot initiatives. So they're currently discussing designing a ballot initiative for a new and better rainy day fund. But the heart of the proposals in part one of the report are supposed to go to the legislature and to the governor, not then to the voters.
Well, we've just been through an excruciating budget process. The unemployment rate in California this week, we find out on Friday, is 12.2%. So in light of the economy, what's at stake here? What happens if nothing happens and we continue the way we have it right now in California?
Partly it depends on how bad you think the current corporate income tax and the high marginal personal income tax rates are. There are scholars and political commentators out there who think that these taxes are significantly harming California's economy, but that's not the majority opinion. In my opinion, at least, these proposals might be helpful on the margin and worth doing, but they're not going to transform California's economy.
All right. David Gamage, a state and local tax policy expert at UC Berkeley's Bolt Law School. Professor Gamage, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And to learn more about what that tax panel is up to, visit our website, where you'll find a link to the Commission for the 21st Century Economy. It's at californiareport.org.